lay pieces on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look, and he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look, and he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon, the Watchman for Jesus show. My name is Thomas Gambo. I'm the host of this show. Welcome. We're here Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And also, during that period of time, I have a Bible study, which tonight I won't have a live Bible study. I'll have a recorded program going on tonight, 8 to 9. Normally it's live. Tonight it won't be live. Today it's live on the 10th of March, 2015. On this Watchman for Jesus network. And we're talking to you this week about a national police force. It's coming. It's been planned for a very, very long time. But the national police force will be coordinated with the world police force. It's called the UN. Made up of internationals, Americans also that are have no intention of being sovereign or patriotic or any of that whatsoever. Millennials, Americans that have lost that sovereignty, patriotism, love of God, they have no idea. Brainwashed by ADL, video games when they were children, drugs, almost no history taught in the schools to make sure that they didn't have any sovereignty. This has been planned by Tavistock. Tavistock, behavioral think tank in London. It's been planned a very long time. To have a world government, you must have a world police force. That means to get rid of the precincts and police departments nationwide in every country. And they will do that. This is not theory. I couldn't give you a percentage, but I'd say a very, very large percentage of Americans and Europeans have no idea what I'm talking about. They have hints. They have other talk shows that talk about tyrannical government and all this, but they have no idea how well thought out this plan really is. Even the ones that work for the other side have their own programs and paid to, as an Operation Mockingbird, pretending to be on your side, but not. Pretending to be truth tellers or not. Don't know how they're being used either. And one characteristic, there's many characteristics, but one major characteristic is once they use you up, the globalists, the Luciferians, they will kill you. They will promise you everything, power, prestige, control, whatever you want. And then when it's done with you, they will, every case, every situation, they will kill you, or groups of you. You will die. So they'll use the felons. So first they're going to use the gangs nationwide in certain population centers to start the chaos. You'll want order, of course. Then some folks will have their own home protection, but that's going to get old, especially when you run out of ammunition. The grocery stores will have no food, so you'll be fortunate in that way. Depending on neighbors who have saved up, etc. That day is coming. Hard to say when, but it's coming. And they plan for it little by little. Oh, I'll get into that shortly. You want order. Where are you going to get it? Police departments? Man, they can't. They're so understaffed because of so-called budget cuts. Yeah, that's the trick part. The military is so scattered in over 150-plus countries. Who knows? That's probably lowballing big time. And 22 to 26 suicides per day of our military being orchestrated in a veteran genocide plan that they have going on now. Yes, they do. Absolutely do. How effective is the military going to be to quell any riots and crime waves? They're not. And they plan this way. That's why they have UN already established an underground military bases in Mexico, Cuba, Canada, South America, and within the United States as well. Helped by our own government that's controlled by the Vatican. Will then scream for help. Oh, you must give up your weapons before we declare martial law. Then you'll have neighbors tell on you. I know John over there, he's got a weapon out. He's like a military shop. Don't tell anybody I said so. They'll collect the weapons. They'll give you 30 days or less to turn them in. And then they'll declare martial law and the UN will come out. And guess what? The street gangs nationwide has been told to just have fun, will be killed themselves. They don't know about the UN that's here. They do not know they'll be used as cannon fodder. And then your troops, the police departments will nationalize, reorganize and nationalize. And the good cops that are there for officer-friendly type things will be disarmed. That will happen. Guaranteed. And the bad cops that are in the same precinct, that are the former felons, will be the ones to disarm them in a planned operation. That is going to happen. It'll happen very quickly. And you'll have a new world order, a one world government, virtually within 24, 48 hours. It'd be less than a week. It'd be solid. As they use people up, they kill them. Family, there's some bad things coming. The good things that are coming are simply to placate. And you'll head toward a North American Union, South American Union, European Union, African Union, 10 of them to be exact. Headed by one ruler. Oh, this is all planned out for generations, way ahead of time. But family, here's the deal. The globalists that are planning this, they actually believe in Satan and Lucifer. It don't matter what you believe. They do. You can be atheist all day long, all you want to be. You can wear it on your forehead if you want to. I am an atheist, and put it on a black magic marker and write it on your forehead. It don't make one bit of difference. They still believe in Lucifer, and they still control all militaries, intelligence agencies, governments, Now, they have their own conflict going on. But don't matter who wins. In the military coup in the U.S. government, which has been planned 6 times already, you have no good side. You see. So all their plans are going to go through, and whatever they do, it really doesn't matter. And when they shut down the ATMs, that's going to cause people to riot. That'll get everybody's attention then. When I say it doesn't matter, you say, it doesn't matter, it sure does. Let me tell you what's going to happen. See, they can shut down, you're a millionaire, right? And you've got this whiz-bang new invention, and they've let you get money for it. And you're a millionaire. They're going to shut you down in 24 hours. You see, as a millionaire and your 5 cars and your 6 garages and all this, it doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't make a difference. But here's the story. Just like they can shut down folks that aren't on their side by electronics, I'm telling them that there's a God above that when enough is enough, he's going to shut down the whole lot. And there's nothing they can do about it. Not one thing. So there's a power over them that some of them don't even believe in. But it doesn't matter what they believe either. Because there is a God. He's over Satan. He's allowing Satan's Lucifer a certain amount of latitude so that humankind can choose which side they're going to be on before God brings down a sledgehammer. And when that sledgehammer comes down at first trumpet, there's not a thing they can do about it but just hide. Whose side are you going to be on? God the creator or Satan the loser? Because they're on the losing side. The liberalist side, the Luciferian, the satanic side. Where 500,000 plus or minus children are disappeared to every year in America alone. Y'all knew that, right? Yeah. You think God's going to let that go? You think by allowing homosexuals to marry by law, child euthanasia to be approved in Oregon? It's coming. It's coming. Abortion being approved? It's coming. Drugs being allowed, marijuana being approved. Everything in the law has changed to go against the Bible. You think God's going to bless that? Rick Joyner, do you have any clue what you're doing? Do you have any clue that your prayers are nothing but garbage to God because you are a Knights of Malta and yet you pray at your churches, you pray at your services? And I can tell you right now, he's not hearing your prayers until you renounce the blood of oath of the Knights of Malta and expose it for what it really is, Jerry Boykin and Rick Joyner. Until you do that, your prayers are falling upon deaf ears. That's a guarantee. God will not honor none of your prayers until you renounce that blood oath to Lucifer through the secret societies. Your prayers fall on deaf ears. You see, the answer is 2 Chronicles 7:14, and there is no other answer. No bring back the republic, no constitution maneuvering or whatever, Nasera paying off the debts of Jubilee, blah, 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 whatever, nonsense, to placate the American public and the world. All that is to placate. None of that's going to work. None of it is permanent. It's all temporary. The only solution, and there is no other, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, heal their land. So that means you got to go back, reverse all the decisions of the 37 states that approved homosexual marriage. Oh, that's just a start. You see? It's the only way it's going to happen. And to be a revival toward Jesus Christ. I don't say toward Roman Catholic Church or Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or any church at all. But to Jesus, man. To Jesus. Jesus Christ. No religion, no rabbi, no priest, pastor, pope, bishop, cardinal, disciple, apostle, whatever they call themselves. It don't matter. They better get on their knees with you, with all of us. Humble ourselves before Him. Repent of our sins, not only individually, but through the country as well. Because America, we've done some bad things since 1776 that you all don't know about. Some of you already do, that's well aware. Family, it's not negative. This is reality, realism, as opposed to liberalism. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then, family, I hope my broadcasts are at least a little sobering. But I don't want you to believe what I say. I want you to challenge everything I say. Challenge it. Don't just believe it, and don't disbelieve it. But challenge it. Go after it. Prove it wrong or prove it right. The bottom line is what you find out yourself. The truth, without any allegiance to country, political party, religion, except to Jesus. Because He is the creator and the orchestrator, the designer of the King James Bible. Using man's hands, by the inspiration of God and the Holy Spirit, gave you the instruction manual called the King James Bible. And there is no other. And no theologian, since the inception and completion of the King James Bible, has proven otherwise. What did they do before that? They didn't have a correct one. Not one before. Geneva Bible was missing. And it was corrupt. It's best at the time. But it's very corrupt. Because it's based on corrupt system of origin. 3rd century. Greek philosopher in Egypt. Obtained manuscripts from Antioch and corrupted them. That became the basis of the second Bible. Only two ever been written, actually. King James comes pure and separate from every other stream of translation. And that's an absolute fact. They've been trying to discredit it for centuries upon centuries and failed every time. But now it's getting easier, though. Because they've changed, not the Bible, well, they've changed the Bible, but they've also changed the minds of the generations as they have progressed. Let's dedicate the broadcast. And I like to start slow, you know. Kind of get warmed up. It's going to be fast-paced. At least I plan it that way. All week long, I'm going to talk about the North American Union, the National Police Force. And with that comes other subjects. So I want to dedicate the broadcast now, as I laid it out. Let's get started. Lord, thank you today. Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we lift up to you this broadcast, as we do every day, Lord. And Father, I need that guidance when I do the broadcast, Lord, because I don't have the wisdom and discernment that the Holy Spirit has, and I need that, Lord, that will guide me along. Can't do it by myself. Lord, I pray for those with eyes to see and the ears to hear, to open up their hearts, Lord, and Father, receive the Holy Spirit as a guidance that we share in what knowledge we gather to warn those that's not aware. And Father, to set up divine appointments. And Father, these warnings can be spread out, not only beyond the broadcasting, but Lord, also by passing the word in other ways. Father, most of all, we pray for the health, protection of our veterans and children that are put on these drugs, psychotropic drugs, the antidepressants that, Father, we know is targeting them, leading to many suicides per day, which is the purpose of it. Father, we need some kind of awakening, some kind of knowledge coming out to warn people that's going to wake them up to stop taking these drugs, stop taking these vaccines, to, Lord, to protect their bodies supernaturally. Father, to inspire the homes to come back together, for the families to share in knowledge, to find out what their students, excuse me, for, Lord, find out what their children are receiving, to expose these schools for the humanistic approach that they're taking, to expose the military for the wicked that's driving them, expose the governments, Father, that's setting up this world government, that, Lord, if it be thy will, that it be delayed, that witnessing could take place to others to bring them to Jesus. Lord, we know when this thing starts that it's going to be fast-paced. That's why, Father, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to surround us, give us that wisdom, discernment, opportunities to spread the gospel. Lord, we pray for that protection. And Lord, we pray for the churches to come out of their control and start preaching the truth to bring souls to Jesus. But Lord, we know that this government is controlling these churches. We know that there's pastors, preachers, and leaders of the churches that are part of it. Father, we call upon you to expose them for what they are. Father, we call upon you to bless those, Lord, that are spreading your word, to give them the opportunities. And those that don't know, Lord, to open their eyes, to give them that knowledge and that wisdom, to see the way Satan is operating. And these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's say you're in a proverbial nuclear type family, as they call it, a nuclear family. Your father is your biological father, and your mother is your biological mother. Of course, that is now so convoluted, you really got to explain it. You heard the latest, didn't you? That now you got a homosexual son that's having a surrogate child by his mother. So the mother is the mother and the grandmother, all at the same time. Before long, it'll be the mother, the grandmother, and the uncle, all at the same time. Who knows what? I don't know. A transgender mother giving birth with a transplanted womb. You got the mother, the grandmother. It's so confusing, I can't even talk about it on the radio. Just got it today. Homosexual son using his mother as a surrogate mom. Ooh la la. So you got the proverbial family. Father's a father, mother's a mother. DNA, all that. Conceived in the night of the marriage. I mean, the whole ballgame, there you go. Well, who's your father? Well, you think it's your father. You wake up and he's there been with you all your life. That's your father. He was there when you were born. He was there when you went to high school and the prom and all that. That's your father, biological father. But in reality, he's not. Uh-oh, here's what Tom's talking about now. He's actually your brother. You're actually brethren. Because, you see, we trace back the humankind. There's no such thing as evolution. That's total nonsense. Trace it all the way back to Adam and Eve. Well, Adam is not your father, biologically. They just pop up out of the ground and grow. They had to come from somewhere, and it's not from some alien, because then you got to say where they come from. You see, they stop. There's always a stopping point. Well, I don't stop. Aliens seeded us. Oh, really? Okay, fine. Well, all right, so they did. Well, then who seeded them? Where'd they come from? They just pop up out of the ground somewhere in some far distant planet, just, whoop, there you go, grew an alien. Now, there you go. Where'd he come from? If there was such a thing as an alien, which there's not. Where'd he come from? Had to come from somebody. Well, they were seeded billions of years ago. Oh, okay, well, who seeded them? We can do this all day long. Family, there's no way that life grew out of nothing, from nothing gave life. Yeah. So there is a God. Of course, then you get the point, well, what kind of God is he, and who is he, you know, who's the real God, and all that sort of thing. All the religious books today, all the religious, of all kinds, Book of Urantia, Book of Buddha, what, it don't make any difference. You can trace it to an origin. Even Bibles. When you start tracing, they say, in New World Order, follow the money. You know, all that, follow the money. Where the money leads is where the orchestrators are and all that. Well, the same thing in the Bible. Follow it, man. Wherever it stops, is its beginning, it shuts down. So that means all the new Bibles of the 20th century, you could just throw them away. Because their origin can be determined. You see, so that invalidates them at that point. So then you go all the way back, 1880s, back to 1700s, back to 1611, you got the King James, Geneva Bible and all that. Well, trace the Geneva Bible. You can get to its origin. You see? And that invalidates it, because you find its origin out, oh my. It came from a corrupt version of the actual scrolls used for the King James, but was corrupted by a Greek philosopher. And you'll find it separate from the translation stream of the King James. Two different translating streams completely. Oh my, you say. Well, where'd the ones from King James come from? Well, Antioch. Where'd they come from? Copies of the originals. Well, then we can take the originals. Family, you have no originals. These wackos from Harvard and Stanford and Yale, a bunch of humanists, say we got to read the originals. Really? So we all got to learn Hebrew and Greek? No problem. How good is you a Pilsner? 7 billion people got expected to learn Hebrew and Greek? Sounds like Greek to me. That's a utter nonsense from humanist professors at these low-level colleges like Harvard. You heard me right. Why? Because they are humanist. They have an agenda that scraps their courses and destroys their work because their work is biased. Don't matter how smart they are. Don't matter how popular they are. Don't matter how many books they've written. Don't matter if they studied for 50 years. They don't care. Don't matter. It's invalidated because they have an agenda. They're controlled. That means their work is dirty. And that's a fact, actually. It can be proven. That's absolutely true. So that leaves you with the King James Bible coming from the original apostles, disciples, and prophets. The Old Testament coming from Moses was dictated by God supernaturally. You can't get no plainer than that. When you trace the origin of it, then you'll find the truth. But you must be unbiased. You must follow the truth. And it's out there. That's why they're trying to fool y'all. By keeping y'all busy. Rock and roll, drugs, alcohol, TV, sports. Family, this is documented. I got this documented. These things I'm telling you are documented. In a carefully laid out plan. You know what it's called? The protocols learned of the design. It goes back further than that. See, they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They have to tell you. But you have to pray for the wisdom and discernment to do just that, discern the arguments. But trust in God. That which you cannot see is what's going to save you. Not that you can see, not the ones you can see, not the ones that fill your pocketbook, because that's temporary. That's liberalism. I believe in realism. Where do we come from? Your father was God. Why? Because Mary was a virgin. Joseph is not your father. Adam is not your father. Adam was created. You see, and that's my point. Our Father, who art in heaven. Biologically, your DNA comes from God Almighty Himself and Mary. God is your Father. And you have no other Father, Catholics. You have no other Father but God in heaven above. Your children are your brethren, your siblings, your brothers and sisters as well. Just happens to come out of your body. You don't own them. You're a caretaker. God owns them. And He's trusted you to caretake for Him. That's how it really works. So when it says in the Bible, and I finally get to the point, my Father who art in heaven, that's literal. He is your Father in heaven, literally. Your biological Father is God. Not Joseph, not David, not Adam. Mm-mm. God created Adam. But it all came from God. God is your Father. Because He's a creator. Well, family, in the meantime, Satan is being allowed a certain latitude because of sin. God hates sin. This is what's going on today. It has everything to do with the New World Order. Because this is how Satan is going to be allowed to carry through his role of separating the wheat and the chaff, the wheat and tares, excuse me, the goat and the sheep. It's all about a matter of choice. You choose. God gives you that choice. Satan gives you rewards on this earth that are going to be burned up, destroyed, rusted, consumed, stolen, taken, whatever. It's all temporary. Everything on this earth is temporary. It's existence as material. It's possession as you keeping it. It's all going to go away. Everything, even your body, God will restore it if you're born again. But only God can do that. But everything you have today, everything you own, is temporary. Even your body, as it is now. So once I started myself, when I started realizing this, I said, man, you know, you come in naked, you leave naked. That's true. But God's eternal. The supernatural is the rule, not the exception. We are the exception as human beings. We, as human beings, are the revolutionaries. As a matter of fact, this New World Order plan that they have for generations is called the World Revolutionary Movement. World Revolutionary. Jesus was not a revolutionary. To say that Jesus was revolutionary, Chuck Baldwin and whoever else, you Christian identity folks, to say that Jesus Christ is revolutionary is simply using his means of trying to fix things as revolutionary, you're turning it around, so you'll incite other people to riot. Why? To justify martial law so they can effect a new world order on you. That's what they're for, these Christian identity and Jesuits that are trained to be Christian. They're snakes in the grass. To be revolutionary, like Jesus was, wrong. We as humans are revolutionary. God established the Ten Commandments long before humankind. You know, it wasn't Moses, wasn't the first one. Abraham was given the law too. And you know that Adam and Eve was given the law too. Because they knew about sacrifice. They taught it to Abel. Cain just went his own way. He was taught what really to do. He just decided, well, no, I'm not going to do it that way. I work in the field and I'm going to do my work. If Abel, my brother, wants to do that, and he can go ahead and do it. But I think I worked here and I believe that's my gospel. So there, God, there's my fruits and there's my vegetables and this is what I grew. These are my hands and I'm going to eat. Well, that's wrong. Sorry. It burned up, man. It wasn't accepted. Do we not do that today? Our own gospel? It's called humanism. It's called religion. I mean all of it. Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Hindu, Buddhist, Mormon, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. You name the religion, it's going to be corrupt. Every single one. I ain't prejudiced. In fact, religion is one of what's called the ashram rays that they control. That is one of the seven, by the way. Politics, finance, science, economics, I did say finance, art, philosophy, religion, are part of the rays that they control. That's going to be burned in the fire. So now lay the groundwork about who's going to win. Before I tell you how materialistically they appear to be in control, they're not. I want to make sure that's clear. Because when I start telling you about the materialistic setup that they have, that's kind of a poor way of saying it, I guess, but their plans, if you think materialistically, you think, oh my gosh, we're messed up. There's nothing we can do. Well, that's not true. Because they're not going to win. I want you to understand that before I tell you the rest of it. That's part of my point. It's not to become overwhelmed. They're the ones that better be overwhelmed. Because they're messing with the God that created them. And if they think they're going to outsmart the God that created them, they're some kind of stupid. They're a dangerous kind of stupid. I don't care who they are. It don't make any difference. Because they live a materialistic life. And that materialism is going to be destroyed. Of that, there's no question. It's just a whole lot of shaking going on before that happens. That's the next issue. So let me begin now. I'm going to start talking to you about the North American Union. And in that North American Union, they've got to consolidate. They've got to consolidate their plans. And they got to have a national and world police force. That's going to be hard for 80%, 90% of Americans to understand. But it's not new. A Roman Catholic and member of the royal family and Theosophy Club, Thule Society, and world leader at one time, I mean world dictator at one time almost, and a member of the royal family of England and Russia, Stalin and Churchill, bloodline to them, a leader by the name of Adolf Hitler, you ever heard of him, was earmarked to be a New World Order leader. It failed to happen. Thought he was going to be. Do you know that he was working through Churchill, was working also with FDR? That FDR was going to declare a martial law and dictatorship in America in 1943 and allow Adolf Hitler to come in through Canada, cut America in half, Japanese take the West Coast, and western part of America, Hitler, UN would take the eastern side. Did you know that? In World War II, six phases, that Hitler was working with Churchill, Stalin, and other world leaders at Knights of Malta, the Order. FDR was a part of it. A lot of people don't know about that. And I found, when I first read about that, I thought, you're right. And then I got some quotes. I found that Hitler, as a Freudian slip, FDR had said in 1939, and I've read that quote many times over my broadcast, confirmed it. And then you hear about the General Butler who blew the whistle on a military takeover of the U.S. government. Documented, Dirk Steen McCormick Commission confirms it. Confirms it! And the bonus army they're going to use to take over America to be justified because they were denied their bonuses. They're going to use them as taking over. Oh, that's not all. It became a fact that what was planned. You say, well, Hitler got his butt kicked in America, and if Yamamoto had came over to California, would have drove him back. No, he wouldn't have. Because they were planning a military takeover of the U.S. government, a military dictatorship, and that's exactly what FDR said to three congressional committees on March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. That's exactly what they had planned. Just like they're planning right now. And what I'm telling you are provable facts. And then you trace back just the lineage of Roosevelt. And you'll find a distant cousin of his, ancestral cousin, a century before, even wrote down a document called The Science of Government, founded on natural law, in 1841, passed it on through Manzini, a Freemason, and Illuminati, to Karl Marx to plagiarize, to obtain and make his communist ideology from nothing. Karl Marx got it from Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor of FDR. They keep it all in the family, you see. I've got a copy of it. This is not theory. These are solid, provable facts. Clinton Roosevelt got it from Adam Weishaupt, who worked on it from 1772 to 1776, finished it on his birthday, May the 1st. Now you know why they call it May Day. 2 months later, you got to have a war. You got to have rebellion. Okay, I'm going to say it again. You got to have rebellion to declare martial law, and that's exactly what they did in Concord and Lexington to justify martial law. And just as planned, the British responded to it. It's called the Revolutionary War. and we never won. We lost that bad. Won battles, but lost the war entirely. Paris Peace Treaty was signed away, signed us away big time. From then on, we've been in bondage to England ever since. They just didn't tell you all this. And the judges from Harvard and lawyers from Harvard, oh, they know this. But these cowards take a blood oath to lie to you while they're handling your cases. They'll never tell you this. See, that's what really happened. You got it now? So they've tried six times, at least, since 1933 to bring a dictatorship to America. Six times they've tried. I've explained them all. I've given you recordings. I've given you their own testimony. I'm not going to do it now. That's, you know, too much time to prove it. And I've proven it. And guess what? Here's my point. They have failed every time. But each time they build upon the next. And they build upon the next. They realize that God was in control. And here comes another major point. To achieve a world government in America, they got to make God secondary. They got to take away his influence. Stop the praying. Get rid of the Ten Commandments in the schools and political government buildings. Change the laws to go against the Bible, biblical principles. They are going to close down all prisons. It's part of the New Age movement. They're going to get rid of the death penalty. There'll be no courts. Now, if you think psychopaths and sociopaths are going to rehabilitate immediately, you got another thing coming. So they'll have to establish a dictatorship to prevent anarchy. And they know that already. And you want it. Under their conditions. You see what they've got planned? And then it's going to fall apart right in their face. But in the meantime, I want you to be prepared for the North American Union and the National Police Force and show you what they've been planning up to this point. Now, it's going to take me a couple days. I laid the groundwork yesterday, and now I'm going to talk about it a little bit. And it's going to be hard for those in the police departments and those in the government that don't know about this to accept what I'm saying. They probably won't even listen to it. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen. Look up Nancy Schaefer. Very important. She is murdered by her husband as she slept. He killed himself, allegedly. Just haven't decided whether he shot himself in the head or chest. She was going after Child Protective Service. Take it down. A corrupt system to steal your children for the government. I imagine that would account for about 500,000, part of it anyway. Of the 700,000 missing, 500,000 plus or minus are unaccounted for. 250,000, give or take, are accounted for in one way or another. They don't tell you entirely that 500,000 are unaccounted for every year. Unaccounted for in this tyrannical government with all these spy things going on and all this happening and investigative wonderment that they can do. They can't find 500,000 kids out of 700,025 missing. And then she's going to take down or stop, delay, derail the North American Union coming in. Oh, she's way ahead of the game. She's assassinated. To shut her up because they knew she was a force to reckon with. And she was a Christian. a true believing Christian, there's a difference, you know. Now, get down to it. Yeah, song, Get Down to It. Some of y'all haven't heard that. It's 1970s, right? No, I'm not a comedian. I just sometimes I got to do what I got to do, because when you study this, if you don't have God in your life, man, I tell you, it can't get to you. I got God in my life. And that's where I got to keep it. That's where I got to keep him in my life. Because I study this on a virtually day-by-day basis. And and I'll tell you, it's quite consuming if you're not careful. Quite consuming. When you find out their plans, and you got to remind yourself that they're going to lose. But the bad part about it, when you want to tell people about it, and they don't have God in their life, there's another problem there. You have people that is dangerous, because they'll see more into it. And if they don't have God in their life, you don't know what they're going to do. So you got to remind people the truth that these folks are not in control, but only temporarily. That's very important to know. But you got to know the whole story before you start talking about it. Because suicides are off the scale, and they're increasing every day. Suicide rate for U.S. youths are twice as high in rural areas. 22 to 26 suicides per day of our veterans. That's how they're reducing the number. It's by orchestrated suicides and voice-to-skull technology. Right now, their plans are to show how worthless all the governments worldwide has to be. That's a part of their planning. And recently you had, and what they do is they do a study of each country. The Jesuits, Tavistock, the behavior think tanks. And they find out what each targeted area, what's going to trigger a protest, what's going to trigger a riot of that particular culture. How can we cause them to riot and sow discord among the population? Well, scuffles break out in London as thousands protest climate change. U.S. protesters storm the Wisconsin state capitol after police kill an unarmed teen. Oh, they'd sacrifice that teen in a heartbeat and then set up the protesters quickly and pay them. Soros funded Occupy Wall Street. Soros funded the marching in Ferguson. Any questions? French protesters, the funniest thing I've ever seen. I saw it just this morning. French protesters use a chainsaw, battering ram, to break through or hack through the government office doors. They have a problem there of a different sort in France about the same time. Family, it's all set up. Some ridiculous guy with a chainsaw tries to get through the door, and they have a battering ram. It doesn't work. Family, we're all paid to be there. And others are there just to nothing better to do, or most people make a, you know, scene or whatever. But the others are trained, and they're there to cause more riots. Innocents of Muslims protest in Greece last month. Ferguson riots play big in Russia. They always watch these riots. Ukraine forces escalated attacks against protesters in Ukraine last month. That's all happened at once. Now, their plans and protocols are to show the worthlessness of all governments. And once they've done that, that's when they'll launch the World Revolutionary Movement. Right now, it's practice. We're in the stage worldwide of being apathetic. So they have to pay the marchers and protesters. Others just join. But family, I'm going to tell you something. They know that when they shut down the ATMs and the internet for a period of time, like within hours, you won't have to pay anybody to protest. They're going to be out. They're going to be heading toward the supermarkets, ATMs, and the banks, and the government buildings. And they know that already. This is all played out. I mean, people dying, there's no question. For them, it's a sacrifice. This is practice. This is to get things warmed up. So they pay people to be protesters. They put police, military, dressed as protesters to make sure it gets violent, to justify police response. Family, Jesuits are up to no good every single time. And that's what they're doing today worldwide. So right now, what I call it, they're poking. They're pushing people, you see, to get them to do something, to find out what they're going to do, to get you used to it. So now America's reading about the riots in London. Well, if they can do it, so can we. You see how it works? And we're talking about the, actually, I got an article that confirms this. I just read it to you. I mean, the title of the article. I'm not going to read the whole article, but Ferguson riots play big in Russia. See, right there it tells you. Russia's watching the Ferguson riots. America is such a hypocritical nation. They want to come over here to fix us. At the same time, they've got their own problems. See how it works? And here comes a world leader that's going to bring everybody together. Woo! Finally, we got somebody to bring us together. Yeah, he's going to be the biggest low-down evil son of a gun you ever seen in your life. When he's got total control. He hasn't seen anything yet. And he loses. Family, it's going exactly by the book. Exactly. And they can't deviate from it. Now, I've been talking about that now for an hour, trying to get you all to see that part. I've been working on this for a long time. I do studies for everything I say on the air. I've got some sort of study. Otherwise, I'm not going to talk about it. The globalists, Illuminati, Italian, German Illuminati, and there's Jews there too, fake Jews anyway, and Irish, and Scottish, and Austrian, Albanian, English, Russian, every country is represented in this globalist, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., Rhodes Scholars, Order of the Garter, whatever, Skull and Bones, etc., etc., etc. Globalists, mostly Italian Illuminati, names that you don't know about. Borgia, Medici, Chagi, Breakspeare, Aldo Brandini. Man, those aren't Jews, let me tell you. Okay, globalists. The common connecting is secret societies that connects them. Committees and councils that plan history before it happens. Okay, globalists. They supported the 1905 massacre in Red Square for Lenin to bring him in. The war between China and, Japan and Russia was planned in the 1860s. The next generation of Rothschild had planned that to bring in their communism as created by the Vatican. They're communism as created by the Vatican. Jesuits. They orchestrated the loss of Russia by design with Japan to bring in Lenin and the revolution. It's all pre-planned, family. Everything's pre-planned. So, in 1917, a peaceful march time frame in Red Square, though, 1905, a peaceful march turned violent. Hint, hint. In 1917, Petrograd. Same thing. And we applaud revolution. Over and over and over. And we enter World War I on the pretense of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, who had nothing to do with nothing. That was the plausible deniability. A matter of maneuver by New World Order Group, FDR, in 1933. Plot to seize Washington, D.C. All that was set up, as I explained before. Bonus Army March. That was Americans' Red Square that didn't happen. Kolmanov, a Russian general that was made to be a... He was a hero, but he turned out to be a traitor, according to the Russians. Was set up, just like Butler was going to be set up. That's correct. It worked for them. They declared martial law, and the communists took over Russia. Killed the entire Romanov family. And Romanov was Illuminati. Came along to FDR, who's going to use the military against the American public. March 4th, 1939, quote, have a military machine to stop any organized revolt, unquote. That's what he said. There's more to this quote, but I'm not going to go over it. General turned the plot in and blows the whistle on General Butler did. FDR had to settle for World War II. Instead of offering Pearl Harbor as sacrifice and bringing back a new world order then, in 43, had the map already set up with 10 unions worldwide. You had in 2006, remember the 1 million Mexican march? A test case to see if it was possible to pull it off. Mother's March. It's all checked out. And it's impossible for 1 million really ticked off Mexicans to march without one rock being thrown. A few situations, but nothing much. It was controlled extensively. 2008 was going to happen again, spring. Except that time was to bring about Islamic African Americans and white militia and a few big explosions. Islamic fundies were blamed, be rumored operating with the Mexicans. Washington and the West Coast would experience anarchy if it ever comes about. Bush would declare then, he's supposed to declare martial law, a kind of dictatorship, but never happened. He'd had to call for UN help, that never happened. God's in control, family. They found out that they could not trust the American military to fire on American citizens. They realized they had to bring in UN troops. They actually started doing that in 1993. And they realized that the police departments had to be controlled. Then came the idea of, like Hitler came up with the SS, the National Police Force. So therefore, they got to make the police look bad, despotic, tyrannical, evil. It happened, didn't it? It changed. They're shooting unarmed black men, beating up white men, closing down little lemonade stands in Florida, killing dogs, family pups, bulldogs and whatever, or any family pet that gives any kind of threat, they kill them. ABL teaches them this. That's connected to the Committee of the 300, the Illuminati, the ADL. They train all of our police departments. Do you know that? They have no business training law enforcement. Not reality. They're teaching them all this. They have to walk carefully in America. They got to keep us busy so we don't figure this out. Because if both sides, feds and militia, figured out they'd been jerked around by the same people, that might be a little bit of a problem. And the UN troops, Chinese and Russian troops already here, would have a serious problem. But they're going to make sure you all don't know it yet. You see how it works? By keeping you all busy out there. Tied up. Patriot Act. Department of Homeland Security Act. Intelligence Reform Bill. Domestic Surveillance. Military Commission Act. A repeal of habeas corpus. I've been doing my research. A defense authorization bill that repeals the Posse Comitatus Act, the Insurrections Act, Ex Parte Milligan et al., while we all sleep and watch TV and play golf and watch cars go around circles for 500 miles or something, I don't know what. They're busy. Various executive orders defining what enemy combatants really are. Torture, national ID. That's been stopped several times due to some groups operating in the government itself. National ID Act. That's a national ID card. And it's just a matter of taking the chip and the national ID card and putting it in your skin. They've already got that locked in. Sneaking it on you with wearables. Wearables like watches and so forth to keep track of you because it's got chips in it. No, I don't believe in little black helicopters. They are helicopters out there. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy researcher with evidence. A big difference. Relinquishing the Geneva Conventions and World Court and other international laws and treaties. Various Pentagon administrative actions, usurping the National Guard. National Guard made up of returning veterans, right? Wait a minute. 22 to 26 suicides per day. Shooting each other. They already know they can do that. Y'all got a problem. Military, National Guard, militia. You better know your enemy. That's a basic G2 analysis. A creation of the Military Northern Command to protect the fatherland, NAFTA, CAFTA. So you got a whole lot of things going on there. Lots of doubt that this former Democratic Constitutional Republic is now a dictatorship. It's already a dictatorship. You just don't know about it yet. See, they slipped these Easter eggs into critical appropriation bills. Dubia had a lot to do with it. Katrina. Family, all that is testing the waters. Setting up little by little while they keep us busy. That's how they work. And they use past events going back to Civil War. Red Square, China, as testing grounds. Ferguson, Bundy Ranch, the May Lime Massacre even, all these things orchestrated for result and testing. Now, For one time when I was doing a study on this National Police Force, I was keeping a running tab of certain articles during their planning phase between 2006 time frame and 2010. And naturally, I don't have all the articles, but I collected enough that show that I can confirm it. And the actual plans for military dictatorship, what I found out from various research, that there would be around the minimum, certainly there's going to be a maximum, but minimum, of 185,000 felons, well-trained felons in Christian Identity program, college-educated through the prison system, and made the National Police Force. The National Park Service, where they're funding fueling some of them in. Private security, government facilities, they're putting some of them in. The military training they get. Street gangs they pull them out of. They were doing that from the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force in 1993, now called the Stability Task Force. Oh, they've been doing their work. Plan since the 1990s. Because they determined in the 1990s, they could not trust American servicemen to fire on American citizens. So they started bringing in the Chinese, Russian, and UN troops already. I've been watching it. If you Google Hardin, Montana, the American police force there for a time, Hitler did all this in 1940, called the SS. The felons will be used once activated. It'll be justification for martial law. They'll just simply change uniforms. Once martial law has been declared, United Nations, Russia, and Chinese forces already here, as allowed by the government since 1993, Carter, Clinton, they're all part of it. We start the execution of criminals not joining the New World Order, of law enforcement officers not joining the New World Order that's being identified now by their own fellow cops that are secret society members, and those on the Department of Homeland Security list to die who are truth tellers and pastors. It's coming, and all in the name of peace. That's what the Tea Party is all about. It's what the Oath Keepers are all about. They want to know who you are. See, Oath Keepers, you've got undercover guys there. That's your best friend. Probably a former vet, too. Who's a Freemason. Or paid by the FBI or CIA to tell them who's the memberships. License plate numbers. What's the addresses of all those that are in the Tea Party. All those in Oath Keepers. So they know who you are. That's how they do it. And they are good. Well trained. As undercover. Might even have a barbecue every now and then. Always can come through with the right information. Always have contacts in certain places. Very active, very friendly, very nice. Well, who knows? They may even have a kitty cat as a pet. These are people who've lost their faith, and they're afraid. They see the vastness of this conspiracy and figure they got to join it. And you know how this goes? How about trying on the Joint Chief of Staff? Biggest bunch of traitors ever was. Members of the Joint Chief that brief kowtow to the Council of Foreign Relations. That's how high it goes, right down to the individual that might have been a PFC or Lance Corporal when he got out. They just sold his soul to the devil by being undercover. The Tea Party was formed through the Council of National Policy, CNP. Yeah, Ron Paul knows all about that. He's a Rosicrucian anyway. He is no patriot. I got a list of the bills he's put through, several hundreds. He's really only got one passed through. He's there to slow you down. Paul Rykoff, Council of Foreign Relations, committee to curb the suicides since 2006, has only increased number of suicides. To slow you down. Charlton Heston, Freemason, an actor no less, NRA, to slow them down. You got it now? The traitors within us are members of secret societies. And if they don't know and they're a part of it, they better get to finding out right quick. They are responsible, whether they know it or not. Now, I told y'all the other day, I said, I'm not going to make too many people happy this week. There are going to be some people mad at me this week. Or we got several mad at me. I guess then that means that I'm doing my job. I'm not here to please people. I'm not here to be a happy guy. I'm here to tell you in realistic terms, not liberal terms, but realistic terms. And I'm hoping they hear. So they'll realize, you know, might have something there. And start being whistleblowers. You got it? I might have new listeners today. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to do this. The plans for military takeover of U.S. government in earnest began in 1932. Now, regular listeners, please bear with me here a second. Won't take long. But the representative of the plans for a demilitary dictatorship of the U.S. government from 1932 to 2015 and all the presidents in between, except for the ones that were assassinated, including McKinley, though, before that. That's another story. But 1932 onward were plans for a national police force, a world government, a military dictatorship of the U.S. government, was laid out March 4th, 1939. FDR said, behind closed doors, was never to be revealed to the public, but it was in the late 40s, early 50s. And you'll find it, William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition. I got a copy of it. The red back book of it, the red soft cover book. I got the original. I found it. One of several. I have a copy of the first edition. In that book, it has a quote from FDR. Behind closed doors, 6 years after a military coup was planned that failed, he said the following to three congressional committees, and Senator Lundeen was a member that copied this down and was horrified at it, kept it for a number of years till FDR died. He gave it to William G. Carr to put in his book. You can read it there. You can read it on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, at the timeline, and look for the date, March 4th, 1939. FDR, that rascal, four times elected, reelected, and planner of Pearl Harbor in the 1920s with Churchill, his cousin, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s, was impatient with Woodrow Wilson for not entering the World War I FDR when before he became president. Oh, he was really one bad individual. He said behind closed doors, when he was president in 1939, 6 years after a military coup was planned, and 2 years before Pearl Harbor, March 4th, 1939, FDR said this to three congressional committees, quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, that's the Illuminati, ahead of all instruments of the American public. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people. As far as the democracy is concerned, it does not exist, it never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, and the last analysis, declare martial law, and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Now, my New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and my program. And he is controlled by the Vatican, the Jesuits. He said this in front of three congressional committees, secret audience, Military Appropriations Committee, Ways and Means Committee, and the Special War Finance Committee. And it was copied down word for word by Senator Lundeen. Look him up. L-U-N-D-E-E-N. Kept for a number of years till he could finally reveal it. They've been at it ever since. Operation Garden Plot, Northwoods, Nixon, Reagan, Bush, Knights of Malta have been trying to take us down ever since, and they have not been able to accomplish it. Now, some of y'all may think that's bogus, but then you start doing research, and you see it all connects to that quote, connects to other research. Slam dunk. Something else, isn't it? Boy, you won't find that in history books, I'll tell you that right now. Now, I was following this in several studies in, when was this? It was in, just a second here. Yes, 2009. That was 5 years ago or so. 2008, I got a hint about this. 2007, 2008. I started following it about then, keeping track of articles that was coming out. Because, see, they're going to do it in 2009 with the flu. And the vaccines had microchips in them. Notice they didn't do it. They were saying that 1,000 people died from the flu in 2009. Look it up. You'll find it. That never happened. That's your dialectic. Fear. Everybody get a shot. That shot would have accumulated in two shots and would have started a pandemic by the shot. That's what Obama planned. Bush had other things planned. Reagan had other things planned. They all are part of it. Every one of them. Well, I found out in 2009, September time frame, that there was a shadowy private security company, had no known clients, but claimed to have helped foreign governments combat terrorism. And would protect anything from cruise ships to Pakistani convoys that had taken over a jail in Montana. And they planned to build a law enforcement training facility on that property. Belong to the Sheriff's Department. Hardin, Montana. So now, whether you like me or whether you don't, I don't really care. But the thing is, while I'm talking, look it up right now. Just sit there. I don't believe this guy on the radio. So you get on your little screen there, and you start typing in Hardin, Montana, American Police Force, and watch what you get. Now, I've got articles I copy-pasted to keep, because I figured you'd start whittling down So they plan on you all forgetting or not knowing about these things. I don't forget it. Because I got one focus on this. Quote, the state legislators looking to the matter and residents of Hardin, Montana, were alarmed from their perspective last week when executives from the firm American Police Force showed up in the town, which does not have its own police department, with Mercedes SUV bearing City of Hardin Police Department decals. Quote, and the town has had to tap down reports on conspiracy, websites at APF, American Police Force, plans to impose experimental H1N1 vaccines on residents under the threat of quarantine and jail. Ho-ho, unquote, slam dunk. Get the vaccine, get chipped, or go to jail, because we can't have you run around sick with Ebola or HN1 or whatever stupid disease they create in Fort Detrick, Maryland. So get on the bus or get the vaccine. See, so this was a test case. Under a lease signed with Hardin, Montana, APF, based in Santa Ana, California, incorporated 6 months, September 2009, 6 months back from that date, was in control of a 400-bed detention facility that the town built back in 2006 or 7, but never used. And a town official confirmed to these folks here, the town reportedly stands to make over $2 million per year. Now, a look to this. Quote, Hardin, which is in fault on the bonds that used to build the jail, undertook an unsuccessful campaign to make the jail a new home for Gitmo detainees. When that failed, the town turned to APF. It's a 10-year contract. Supposed to have happened. Of course, it didn't happen. But they were there, and they did show up. But it didn't last long. Now, here's the trick to it. I'd spent, in my career, or contracting, I'm calling it a career even, 5 years as a security manager to help rebuild Kosovo when that Rhodes Scholar named Wesley Clark tore it down errantly, stupidly, and trying to start World War III. And nobody says a word about it. Anyway, oh yeah, look it up. Wesley Clark, quote, or plus sign, quote unquote, the man who tried to start World War III. Watch what you get. He failed. He sure did. Y2K, 1999, June. World War III is supposed to start end of 99, year 2000, leading up to 9/11. Did y'all know that? Yeah, they failed to get World War III started. That's another story. I ain't going there. I'll be backtracking. Anyway, I was in Kosovo 5 years in the security manager position for the OSCE UN group to help rebuild Kosovo from 1999 to 2004. So I was personally in the middle of the whole mess and garbage that America set up and the UN did to the Albanians and the Serbs. Man, don't get me started on that one. The Albanians got messed over, and the Serbs got messed over by American policy that I reported on virtually every day, every meeting I went to. That's why my 7-year contract ended up being 5. Oh, well. But in any case, I am documented as a whistleblower, officially, pretty much. Well, here's my point. I know the Serbian logo, Serbian coat of arms. Double-headed phoenix, looking both ways, is the same thing as the Masonic Shriners or the Grand Spectre General's logo. It's the same thing, a Serbian coat of arms. When I found this American Police Force and their decals, that's exactly what it was a Serbian coat of arms. And then I found out that the leader of this APF was a 15-time loser as a felon. Boy, that got my attention right quick. That's what hard Montana as a sneaking in case to lay the groundwork for the actual police force to see if it would work. American police force, hint, hint. We've dodged so many bullets in America, you can't even, it's just hard to fathom. A hardened official said the, quote, controversy sparked last week, of course this is not 2009, it's talking in reference, when APF executives appeared in black SUVs, marked City, Hardin, Montana Department, was a misunderstanding of an act of goodwill by the company. Golly. Dance, dance, dance. The decals were taken off within days, he said. Yeah, they got caught. And visitors to APF's Blackwater type website. That kind of website looks like just Blackwater. They talked about harbor patrol threat interdiction, terror activities interdiction, weapons of mass destruction, airline security, cheating spouse investigations, polygraph, kidnapping, response, weapons sales included nuclear, biological, chemical, and finally, private investigative services that draws on the vast global network of highly ranked officers and government officials. Oh, wow, what a job that was. It didn't last. They were chased out of town. They tried to hire some of the locals there, as the Chinese do at the foreign trade zones when they come crashing into your little town with a foreign trade zone. They hire the middle class and get rid of the older people and young people and move them out. That's what they do. That's what's going on behind closed doors. American Police Force. And they left. It didn't stick around. Didn't work out so well. Well, that was a test case. And they were foreigners. They were Serbian. Not good. Former felons. Sneaking in their little sneaky national police force to set up. A federal police system. They called it a federal police system. Serbian flag was their logo. Boy, I tell you, that really struck a chord with me. So under the United States Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway, there can be no such thing as American or federal police force. Any kind of national police force is not only unconstitutional, according to the facade called the Constitution, it's an anathema to everything American law and jurisprudence built upon. And the law enforcement is clearly and plainly responsibility of the states and local communities. That's why they're going to be infiltrated. And you know there's a provision in the Patriot Act that creates a new federal police force with power to violate the Bill of Rights, declare a national emergency, goes back to the days of the days of Oliver North, Knights of Malta member, Reagan, Jimmy Carter, peanut farmer, all the way back. So declare a national emergency, and that suspends the American Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway, but that gives it plausible deniability. That's how they do these things. And guess where the national emergency comes from? By a false flag. They realized 911, which had other purposes for it, for the Druids and the occult. It wasn't anything about Jews, and it wasn't anything about Islam. It was about the occult. Sacrifice of human beings was 911. Oh, by the way, did you know? Were you all aware that the cornerstone of the World Trade Center was laid by a Masonic order September 11th, 1966? Did you know that the Masonic cornerstone for the Pentagon was laid September 11th, 1941? I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Yeah. All these coincidences, isn't that something? Just blows my little old mind how these people operate. So all they got to do, is have worldwide riots, a crash economically, or take out a city with a nuke somewhere, something, and declare martial law based on that. Or regionally declare martial law. They planned it 1933, 1960, 1972, 1984, 1999, 93. They've planned it every year, and it's not, I mean, every those periods, and it has not happened yet. Because they can't get their act together. Because they're not in control. But they keep trying. So they will create a situation, a national emergency, and then declare martial law, which will override the Constitution. You ever heard of the War Powers Act, FDR? It's nothing new under the sun. There's a provision of the Patriot Act that creates a new federal police force with power to violate the Bill of Rights. A lot of people don't know about it. Section 605 of the previous one, you won't find it anymore, I don't think, said there's a hereby created and established a permanent police force to be known as United States Secret Service Uniform Division. And the new federal police force was subject to the supervision of the Secretary of Homeland Security. Quote, the new police force are empowered to make arrests without warrant for any offense against the United States, unquote, and that committed in their presence, or for any felony cognizable under the laws of the United States, if they reasonable grounds to believe that the person to be arrested has committed or is committing such a felony. That's when they started to a flu pandemic to justify martial law in 2009. That didn't happen. Private mercenary forces in America, hard Montana. Now, some of your pastors today are going to start screaming revolution. Okay, so you got Pastor Joyner doing it. You got Chuck Baldwin that's doing it. It's against Romans 13. And I'll tell you, realistically, let's say, Tom, what are you talking about? We need to revolt. We need to have a military takeover to get rid of Obama, who's a Muslim. Uh-huh. Well, what are you going to use as a takeover, by the way? Have you all thought about that, by the way? Your takeover part is Ron Paul, who's a Rosicrucian, Jerry Boykin, who's on the side of Rick Joyner, calling for a military coup. I played that yesterday. By their own words, Rick Joyner. Are going to take over? Family, they're Knights of Malta. They work for the Vatican. They work for the enemy. So, talking about insiders? Yeah, on steroids. Yeah, no kidding. You're very generals, McKerney, Betrayus. Work for the secret societies and CFR. And they're going to take over? They're going to have a military coup to make things better? you'll never see your rights again. So no matter which way they go, no matter if you have a military coup or not, there is no good side to this at all, except for Jesus Christ. Family, we're coming to a pinnacle. We're coming to the top of judgment on America. It's coming. Don't know when. We turn away from God enough, God's just going to step back and let them have it. You think you got a tyrannical government now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Revolution will only play into the hands of the Illuminati. So they can declare martial law and launch their New World Order and North American Union. That's how they work. Now, they're going to do a tap dance. Keep you all busy, Dancing with the Stars, TV, whatever else, so you will not connect the dots. You know, Clinton talked about it. Rahm Emanuel, another Illuminati, Chicago, before he went up there, he's talking about a requirement for civil service. Obama, no better than anybody else, no different, wanted to create a civilian defense force. Example, in 1995, the United Nations International Police Task Force, UNIPTF, was created. And ostensibly, the UNIPTF, United Nations International Police Task Force, was formed to carry out programs of police assistance in Bosnia, Herzegovina. Then in 2003, Civilian Police International, CPI, was created. And that was a joint venture between U.S. State Department and other private companies like Wackenhut, which I worked for them for a while, Kellogg, Brown & Root, Halliburton, talking about the sexual assaults in Halliburton. And remember, we talked about Halliburton about 2 weeks ago when they were not in Iraq. They were not treating the water with chlorine on purpose. Halliburton, Bush, Cheney, Halliburton, Council of Foreign Relations, Brown & Root, you got it? Brown & Root was in Kosovo when I was there. All these work together, military-industrial complex. Did you know that the military-industrial complex of today, the forerunner of that was the War Industries Board? And did you know that Samuel Bush was a founding member of that? Yeah, back in 1915 time frame. It's all connected. Every bit of it is connected. So the question would have been asked back then, in 2009 and 10, could the whole APF and Hardin, Montana affair be a test run for then Obama's budding civilian defense force? Yeah. All of them's been a part of this. Man, they are sneaky. I tell you, when you keep up with it, you can see it happening around you. But, man, you got to keep your eyes open, because they got to report everything they're doing to their people. And they do it in news, TV, cartoons even, magazines, newspapers, and code. Because their people need to be informed. They're counting on you not keeping track of it. That's how they work. Isn't that something? You thought it was only in the movies, huh? Uh-uh. Now you see why I had to tell you all that in the end here they lose? Because I'm painting a picture and saying, well, gosh, what can we do about it? Well, that's easy. 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's the only answer. What happened to Jerusalem? And they tore down everything standing, they tore it down. because they turned away from God. We keep repeating the same thing over and over. I try to bring this up to people, but people are too busy, don't want to hear. Even the bad guys, they don't realize what's going to happen to them. They don't know. They don't understand this. Use of felons as national police force. Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff on mandatory civil service plan. And then back in 2000, I started doing this thing, 2006 and 7 time frame, you had a rash of police chiefs resigning for about a year, year and a half, 2 years. Police chiefs were just getting out, saying, I'm out of here. Yeah, they were told by FEMA, this is going down. They were true Americans. They were true. They said, man, I'm not going to be a part of this. Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Arpaio, that's a whole different story. They're playing right along with it, playing those little games. Baloney. Sheriff Arpaio, he's not so tough. You know why? He was getting ready to say, well, the militia guys come around here, we'll shoot them. What are you talking about? What's the Sheriff Arpaio saying that for? Who do you think the militia is? Well, part American, maybe part mercenary, but Sheriff Arpaio, too, is a part of this. The dialectic. They're not being realistic. They're being liberal in other ways. Police chiefs were resigning left and right. That got my attention, too. They were saying, like, we're not a part of this. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving this. And they knew they couldn't stop it, so they just resigned. This came out in 2010, February. Had a list of them. I've lost track of that now. It's untelling how many resigned since after 2010. Then you had, in 2010, in Wisconsin, you had a new Wisconsin inmate program that was training the inmates like in the military. It's a military-type training program for inmates started in January of that year. Realistic training, kind of a boot camp-type training situation. And they said, no way is this military-style boot camp, but it was. They always have a test case. The DOTS program, they called it. Discipline, Order, Training, and Structure Program. DOTS. Inmates picked for the 90-day training would be low-level offenders who were in the decent physical shape, didn't present serious behavior problems. And that's perfect. Dirty Dozen, man. Perfect for military training. And it raised concern with the prison staff, which obviously it would. Targeting of law enforcement officers is going to start taking place by the street gangs. And they'll be working with members of their own police department to set up those good cops that are trying to make a difference. You better watch your back. I got to tell you right now. I mean, this is a good way, and a good way that watch it very carefully. If you're really an outspoken cop, you're going to report things that's not being done, you better watch it very carefully. Don't trust anybody in your department. T- tell you right now. Trying to pick out the best articles that I've kept track of them coming back from felons being put in the military, being put in law enforcement. Now, I'll be talking about this again tomorrow. We got, 10 minutes to go. Actually, less than that, about 7 minutes to go now. And so I'll be pulling out some articles to show you how this has gone. I got an article, When Inmates Become U.S. Army Soldiers. Um, 41 Mexican police guards charged in mass jailbreak. These jailbreaks are orchestrated to let certain folks get away, come across the border, and get set up. I have another article, Missouri Guard to Train Inmates for Emergencies. Article, California Order to Release Inmates, questioned by U.S. justices at hearing. They're going to release 40,000 to 50,000 inmates for budget cuts. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're going to love this. Not really, but you know the reference to it. They're cutting police departments, even closing down police departments in some places because of budget cuts, right? Okay. So now budget cuts also, they're letting the prisoners out in the thousands because of budget cuts. Wait a minute now. I see a problem. Here, you're releasing felons and prisoners out. Oh, this low-level crime. Yeah, who says low-level crime? They're criminals. They're out of felons. They're come on now. So they're putting them in the public. Okay, we got to release you because we can't afford you. And cops, we got to cut you out because we can't afford you. So you're reducing the number of cops and increasing the number of felons released in the public. Now, I see a problem here. Am I the only one? What's going on here? Yeah, you see? Little by little, they're closing down prisons and closing down police departments and putting the felons out. Now, what is that equal to you? Huh? Little by little. Not good. That's what it equals. Not good. Sneak it up. Christian Dente is training them. Blackwater is training them. ADL is advising on how to be despotic and kill the family pets. And shoot a black person every now and then. That way you'll fire up the racial issue. Beat up a vet. That'll tick off the vets. It's all planned out. They did it in 1932, by golly, and they're trying to do it again. There is a merchant of hate, Reuben Sawyer. KKK member was transformed Anglo-Israelism into a virulent racist theology by linking Judaism with Bolshevism. I got a word for Bolshevism, but I can't say it on the air. You know that Bolshevism was funded by Wall Street. Yeah. And guess who funded the Nazi movement in 1928? Wall Street. IG Farben chemical cartel. Without funding by Wall Street, you would not have had Nazism whatsoever, or Adolf Hitler would not have existed. So it's all planned that way. I got a quote on that completely. Anthony Sutton. He's never been refuted. And he won't be. Ever. His research is impeccable. Anglo-Israelism. Family, let me put it like this. Save time. Oh, man. To save time, if this word of a movement, any one of them, don't matter, has got an ism on the end of it, It's dirty. And I don't care what it is. That includes rheumatism. Whatever it is, an ism, it's not good ever. Never. Any kind of ism of a movement, regardless what it is, has been created to cause conflict. All of them. So people are looking for some kind of identity, no pun intended. They're trying to look for a word to belong. And they set up these places, these organizations, to collect people, to cause conflict, to control people. I want to talk about in detail a little later this week about the Christian identity movement. I keep talking about it, and I think some people don't know what that is really. I need to identify, I guess tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. But what the Christian identity, how you can tell who they are. And I'm hoping they hear it, so they'll say, you know, maybe I should not be here. Because y'all being jerked around by the people the highest up. And your pastors, they're twisting the scriptures like a pretzel. And using King James Bible to do it. Man, I would not want to be in their judgment shower shoes when they meet the Lord in judgment. No, sir. ADL, trained police departments, they're private armies, is what they're for. Family, we're coming into the program, and I'm just getting wound up. By the end of the year, 2010, February 2010, quote, by the end of the year, another 6,300 offenders from Modoc to San Diego, who otherwise would have been behind prison bars, will instead be on the streets. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever, Nazi administration, which pushed for the bill that led to the prison population reduction to save money in the cash-strapped state, contends the legislation will make states safer. Unquote. Oh, this is one small part of a bigger plan. Family, let y'all know, we're played as a favor. I got John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays my broadcasts and Bible studies in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania with several towers he's got up there on highpointradio.net. He's got sponsors that helps him. He's got a business going on, so he needs sponsors. Certainly does. I mean, if I had that going, I'd have to have sponsors. He's got towers going on. And he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies. That's all I do with it. He does it for me. He's got sponsors, and you can go to his website and check out those sponsors and use them. And give him a good word or give him donations or something for John Kirkler. I get nothing for nothing. I don't want. Just have my Bible studies and broadcasts played on his network. Highportradio.net, and I appreciate it. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. Watchman for Jesus is one word, .com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And family, that's my commercial. That's what I do. I do this every day, Monday through Friday. Use the weekends to prepare for it the next Monday. I do this every day. And I do the best I can to keep track of it, to tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. My allegiance is solely with Jesus Christ. Nothing or nobody else. That's it. I'm done. And the only true word of God you're going to find on the face of this entire planet, literally, is the King James Bible. That's why they're trying to attack it. And the only savior you got is Jesus Christ. And he got nothing to do with religion. Not even Baptist, not Christian, not Christianity. Jesus Christ is about redemption and salvation. Not about religion. Not about four walls. Not about some movement, country, flag, or whatever. None of that. He's about your redemption, your salvation to heaven. is through Jesus Christ, and that's all he's about. That's what it's all about. And Satan to try to stop you. That's what's going on today. It's not Fukushima. It's not Agenda 21. It's not what I'm talking about today even. That all this is going to go by the wayside. All this other is to get them to where they think they're going to get, and they're not going to get there. But we're going to go through a lot of mess, though, between, and I'm telling you what the mess is. But I'm also telling you, at a point in time when God says enough is enough, he's going to put a serious halt to it. So you don't lose hope. And you pray. Get closer to the Savior. Because family is coming down to it. Yes, we're going to get a national police force. Yes, they're going to have a new world order. But for a short time. That you can be sure. We come to the end of the program, and I'm sure by now the TalkStream Live has shut down about 2 minutes ago. I keep talking to the top of the hour. Tonight, I'm not going to have Bible study live. I'll have a recording, of course. It'll be a past Bible study or broadcast. And tomorrow, I'll announce it. I may not have Bible study tomorrow night either. Live, that is. It'll still play. There'll still be a program, but it will not be live as I normally am. So tonight, not live, but there'll be something playing 8 to 9. Same thing tomorrow, live, but I mean not live, but it'll be something playing. I got a 24-hour loop of my broadcast and Bible studies. So, it's time for me to go. Y'all have a good night, and God bless you all. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. I will be live from 4 to 6 tomorrow. The broadcast I'll be live on, 4 to 6. Have a good night. God bless. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4. As your watchman, I'm signing off.
My confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
I am with you every day.